Marine, well, bad luck for Anderson for today, but you're arriving in the quarters with such a great shape, great freshness too. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that's the best you could maybe been in a Grand Slam at some point?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, taking apart the US Open in 14, I'm definitely feeling the best on the court. Even, you know, at that tournament in US Open, I didn't go through the draw as comfortably as here. And, you know, with the form I'm playing, I just feel great on the court. And it's such a big pleasure for me to see that I managed to continue with that good form through the tournament as well. And obviously played some good players, and absolutely unfortunate for Kevin today. You know, it's a fourth round, second week, and you know, he told me that he had felt a hamstring already in the last match, so it was difficult for him. And you know, but still, I felt that I played really, really good today. Moved well on the court. It was, you know, tough conditions with wind swirling around. So I think overall, I managed quite good.
Thanks. Marin, is it how important is it to get to this stage of a Grand Slam, having used, I guess, not too much energy at the moment? You must have still a lot in the tank. Or is there another way of thinking where you haven't been tested yet and you're still kind of wondering if you can quickly step up to the next level when you need to?
Oh, it's a huge bonus for me, looking into the rest of the tournament, knowing that I, you know, mentally and physically, I haven't spent any energy at all, basically. Played every second day. You know, most of the matches were around an hour and a half that I played, and felt on the court extremely good. And also looking into the part where, you know, if I was tested mentally, I did that a little bit on my own, just pushing myself every single point, every single game in all these matches that I've played, to keep up my good tennis. And that's what I did, and obviously that's what brought me so quick to the course.
Marin, you've had some good results on clay this year. How would you describe your relationship with the clay?
I enjoy to play on clay. I really like it. I grew up on clay, you know, playing half of the year on clay. And I would say just last year I already started to feel that I'm getting better on clay, and even this year we changed a little bit the routine of the training on clay, and that helped me a lot, you know, just feeling much, much better physically, mentally. I played a lot of great matches in this clay season, won a tournament, and, you know, just felt that I was playing the best ever, most consistently in these last several weeks. So those are great news for me.
What are your thoughts on meeting Stan, who you don't have a great record against, but...
Yeah, absolutely. With Stan, it's extremely difficult at any surface, and he has won a lot of matches in a row against me in our matchups, and even last year we played in Geneva. On clay was a tough match too, but, you know, I have to still be focused on myself, still to do my own things well on the court. Obviously Stan has been playing really good here in the last few years. That's probably one of his favorite tournaments. So you know, for me is to keep up my good tennis, and obviously to look for the chances.
How will you prepare for Stan? Will you look at how he's played? Will you consider how you've played him in previous matches and what you could have done differently? Or do you actually accept that you're playing really well right now, it's got to you this stage, and if you continue on good form, you've got a chance?
It's a balance. It's a balance between those two things. Obviously, you know, you have to look at the opponent you're playing to adjust small details here and there in a tactical preparation. But overall, you know, I'm feeling good on the court. I'm playing well, enjoying on the court. That's the first part. That's the base part for me. And obviously, putting those small pieces tactically into the match is obviously extremely important.
Do you think, in a way, the tough start of season that you had could be a blessing in disguise, because you had time to rest, to work on your game, and maybe to be more hungry when arriving here? Oh no.
No. you know, it was well, didn't play so well this first part of the year, and then Maybe that made me a little bit more aware that I have to get back to the basics. We spoke even in Monaco, and that's what I did, you know, just in my training. Went back a little bit more to the simple stuff, especially on clay. That's extremely important. Practiced really a lot before Monte Carlo, and then continued with that good form forward. And, you know, that brought me, you know, good tennis, good form, and, you know, now feeling extremely good.
Marin, with your game and your with your serving power, your forehand, are there optimum weather conditions that you would prefer for the rest of the tournament? Because I think tomorrow is going to rain, but then apparently after that it's going to get quite hot. Would that potentially help you?
I really prefer, you know, the hotter conditions. That's what I you know, like, and I think that's better for my game. Ball bouncing a bit higher, and also ball going through the air a bit faster. And you know, over here the conditions for the clay are always a little bit faster than usual, so that's quite good. You can play offensive tennis, and you know, even in these four matches that I've played, I played in some hot conditions, and also a little bit slower conditions when I played Lopez, so managed, you know, in all those conditions quite good. So you know, I think I'm going to be definitely ready for anything that comes. But you know, obviously a little bit hotter is always preferable.